is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Sources tell CBS News the Biden administration is set to accuse Russia of engaging in interference leading up to the 2024 presidential election. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports U.S. actions against Russia are set to include charges filed by the Justice Department.
We'll watch for what announcement the Department of Justice makes and what, if any, type of enforcement action it can attempt if it's potentially foreign interference, those who are not here in the United States to be prosecuted.
In the White House race, Vice President Harris is in New Hampshire campaigning on some new economic proposals today. CBS's Shauna Mazel.
What Harris will be unveiling today is a plan to propose increasing tax deductions for small businesses, and this would increase tax deductions tenfold. It currently sits at $5,000. Harris wants to increase that to $50,000.
CBS's Torian Small is following the Trump campaign, which stops today in Pennsylvania.
She's been the vice president for the last 4 years. They're saying, why couldn't she have lend a voice to the president's ear and implement some of these policies that she's promising to do if she's elected?
Police have responded to reports of gunfire at a high school in Winder, Georgia. Students have been evacuated to a stadium. Overseas, Ukraine's foreign minister has submitted his resignation ahead of a major cabinet reshuffling. Out today, a damning report from the British government 7 years after a deadly fire.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. An independent inquiry into the 2017 fire at the Grenfell Tower high-rise that left 72 people dead has reached its conclusions.
The picture is one of a persistent failure to give sufficient importance to the demands of fire safety.
The panel chair asserting all of the deaths were avoidable.
A new British study finds that every year people create 57 million tons of plastic pollution. Researchers examined waste produced at the local level in more than 50,000 cities and towns around the world. Moderna and the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute say preclinical trials of a new mpox vaccine show promise. As we hear from CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
Researchers at Moderna used a lethal strain of the mpox virus to infect primates. Galit Alter is the vice president of immunology research at Moderna.
We saw better control of viral replication in the blood, as well as fewer lesions that lasted for shorter periods of time.
The vaccine not only prevented death in the primates, but it made them less contagious by reducing the number of lesions they had.
Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 41 points. The S&P is down 3. The NASDAQ is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman is being held on a $100,000 bond after allegedly stabbing her 25-year-old boyfriend. The victim died during surgery in Milwaukee Monday. A hit-and-run incident in Wadsworth resulted in the death of a horse. The driver, likely in a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse Monday. Police are checking video footage. Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations to combat basement flooding. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. DHL is closing its Sturtevant facility in February. The company has not provided a reason for the closure, which will impact 32 employees. And a town hall event featuring Trump campaign surrogates is scheduled for tomorrow in Milwaukee. The event, open to the public with pre-registration, will include Representative Brian Steil and former Governor Tommy Thompson. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. The rest of the story. Everybody in Latrobe, Pennsylvania knew the huge red brick house on Weldon Street. The big shot president of the local brick company lived there. He was not only one of the largest employers in the area, he was among the wealthiest men in town. What most folks did not know about the mansion on Weldon was that it was also a jail. It was a prison with one prisoner, an overweight, lonely little boy named Fred. Now, I'm certain there was nothing really wrong with Fred health-wise, although his mother routinely described him as sickly. Whether entirely accurate, however, it was at least a convenient way to explain why the little fellow did not get out much. In her defense, it should be recalled that Fred's mother was an extremely generous and kindly person, but she was also a doting parent, incessantly fearful for her son's well-being. The boy was never, ever permitted to play outside by himself. In fact, there was one entire summer when little Fred was not allowed out at all. For indeed, in a curious attempt to mitigate her child's hay fever, Fred's mother kept him inside his own air-conditioned room, day and night, week after week, month after month, and thus, and for no crime that anyone can remember, thus did the prisoner of Weldon Street serve out his sentence in solitary confinement, amused to the extent that one so isolated could be by his toy puppets and his love of music. But somebody on the outside who understood what was going on inside grew determined to spring the prisoner, to offer him a smattering of childhood while little Fred was still a child. And the sympathetic observer was Fred's own maternal grandfather, the man after whom he was named, Fred McFeely. Grandpa Fred could not be around all the time, unfortunately, but when he was, his small grandson came alive. At Grandpa's insistence, little Fred would accompany him on various outings. Grandpa let the boy run and jump on his own, even let him climb the big stone wall on the property all by himself. The world was an exciting place when Grandpa was there to share it. Even the Sears catalog became a wondrous playground for the imagination when exploring it with Grandpa Fred. But I'll tell you, when the prisoner at Weldon Street was truly liberated, it was one afternoon when such a visit with Grandpa was drawing to a close, and the old man spontaneously turned to the little boy and he said, "You know, you made this day a really special day just by being yourself." He said, "There's only one person in the world like you, and I happen to like you just the way you are." Do those words sound familiar to you? Little Fred never forgot them, nor the flood of warmth that filled him as they were spoken. "I like you just the way you are." And one day, after little Fred had become big Fred, he grew determined to share that amazing healing feeling with a whole universe of youngsters. And he does just that, even still. So, now as you're flipping television channels and you happen across a kindly, comforting, gentle man in a sweater and sneakers, a man named Fred Rogers, you'll recognize what you see as the legacy of an old friend for whom Mr. Rogers got his first name and his first real sharing, caring love. Of course, you're now well acquainted with that magical place where every day the minds and hearts of millions of children run free. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, as Paul Harvey would have been 106 years old today, born on this date in 1918. I love that guy. Four Seasons.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside.
W-R-J-N.
Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Angeles. It's WRJN. On the road to Shyamalan with a three-dog night. That's one of those songs that I hear. I don't care how many times in my life. I am old, so I've heard it quite a bit. I've never gotten sick of that song. It always puts me in a good mood, and I hope you too. By the way, the Three Dog Night. Why do I keep saying the Three Dog? It's Three Dog Night. They're playing the Genesee Theater in Waukegan next week, Thursday, September 12th, and they're going to play in all the big hits and some fun surprises too. Don Rolson has your tickets tomorrow between 6 and 9. Sing along with Three Dog Night and win your freebies from Don Rolson tomorrow right here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Just in time for Grandparents' Day this Sunday, they deliver beautiful handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. The Personal Touch by Julie boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions on the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sweet as the punch. is the punch.
The Association, same group that did Cherish. Along Comes Mary on WRJM with local news and timeless hits and Brewers. And you catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRJM Big Deals Pennant Race Sweepstakes for your chance to win four club-level tickets to see the Brewers take on Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just stop at WRJM. Click on the Big Deals tab, and then the pop-up comes up. Just sign up there. No purchase necessary. You can enter every day until Friday, September 13th. By the way, when you're on Big Deals, our WRJM Big Deals of the Day is a $40 gift certificate to Personal Touch by Julie. It is a real brick-and-mortar flower store on the corner of Spring Street and Newman in Mount Pleasant. They are awesome. That $40 gift certificate is only $20 today, and we're doing it again tomorrow as well. But sign up, because when the big deal is over, the big deal is over. Check it out on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest poll finds Kamala Harris with a 6-point lead over Donald Trump with likely Wisconsin voters. The poll, commissioned by CNN, shows 50% support for Harris and 44% back Trump. The same poll shows Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde in the U.S. Senate race 51-45. The poll is one of several CNN commissioned in swing states. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Enrollees who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an added savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We could learn more today about the 22-year-old Racine woman charged with homicide after a stabbing Monday. The woman, Sheeta Rhea Johnson, allegedly killed her 25-year-old boyfriend at a home on Howe near 17th. The victim was rushed to the hospital by friends and later flown to Milwaukee. He died during surgery. Racine police are urging anyone with information about the incident to come forward. A hit and run just across the state line Monday night led to the death of a horse. Lake County Sheriff's deputies were called to North Delaney Road in Wadsworth at around 9 Monday night. The driver of the vehicle, likely a pickup truck, didn't stop after hitting the horse, which was walking in the northbound lane. Despite a search for a rider and attempts to find the owner, the horse sustained fatal injuries and was euthanized. The investigation is still active. To combat basement flooding, Racine is offering $5,000 grants for sump pump installations. Applications open September 3rd for the first 100 eligible homeowners. The initiative aims to reduce stormwater entering the sewer system. Mayor Corey Mason says the program has environmental and home protection benefits. There's more about the program on the city's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
high-pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
News, timelessness, WRJN. I always picture Cher singing that song about being poor while wearing one of those Bob Mackie gowns. Remember those? Here's Circle with Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Would it ring? And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
And Timeless is right here in WRJN. And if you're in Stuart J. Waddles, tell about the local news and tell the story. But you're like, you know, I'd like to hear more the rest of the story on that. Just go to our website, WRJN.com. Click down and you'll see the full story on our news page.
Love you've been denying. Sooner or later, love. come on this loop, John B.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Of course, we also bring you Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. He was on our radio station for like 57 years, then he passed away, and now he's back on again. 7:25 with Don Rosen and 12:05 right after the news here on my show. We also air the high school football sports. Franklin at Case this Friday night, September 6th. And you can listen to it live on WRJN, AM 1400, FM 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha. That's this Friday right here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Is home and Kenosha's too for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Coming up, we got the CBS National News. Stuart J. Waddles with our local news and sports just minutes away on WRJN.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back.